Good evening and welcome to Composer of the Week on Fine Music Radio, compiled and presented by the Grade 9 students of the Cape Choral Academy, a private school in Stellenbosch that opened its doors in January this year. I am Diederik Basson, and with me in the studio are Eva Costa, Johan Reinecke, Alex Jankies, Chrislyn Swartz, Joshua Hanekom, and Waldo Pieterse. Tonight's Composer of the Week is the French composer Gabriel Fauré. I now hand over to the students of the Cape Choral Academy.
Gabriel Fauré was born on May 12, 1845, in Pamiers, Ariège, France, and died on November 4, 1924, in Paris. He was a composer whose refined and gentle music influenced the course of modern French music. Fauré's musical abilities became apparent at an early age, when the Swiss composer and teacher Louis Niedermayer heard the boy. He immediately accepted him as a pupil. Fauré studied piano with Camille Saint-Saëns, who introduced him to the music of Franz Liszt and Richard Wagner. In 1863, while still a student, Fauré published his first composition, Three Romances Without Words, Opus 17. We listen to a performance by Pascal Roget.
Thank you. Pascal Roget playing Three Romances Without Words, Opus 17 by Gabriel Fauré. The second work on tonight's program is the Shylock Suite, Opus 57, a six-movement work by Fauré. In addition to four purely orchestral movements, it includes two serenades for solo tenor with orchestral accompaniment. We listen to a recording by the Basel Symphony Orchestra conducted by Ivor Bolton. The tenor soloist is Benjamin Bruins.
Thank you. The Shylock Suite, Opus 57, by Gabriel Fauré, was performed by Benjamin Bruns and the Basel Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Ivor Bolton. You are listening to Composer of the Week on Fine Music Radio. Gabriel Fauré's Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, Opus 15, is one of the two chamber works he wrote for the conventional piano quartet combination. Despite being in a minor key, it is predominantly positive in tone, though with some hints in the slow movement of the emotional turmoil of Fauré's life at the time of the composition. Favorably received at its premiere in 1880, the first piano quartet is considered one of the three masterpieces of his youth. It is played by the Schubert Ensemble of London.
Thank you.
That was Furet's Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, Opus 15, played by the Schubert Ensemble of London. We continue after the short break. You are listening to Composer of the Week on Fine Music Radio, presented by the Grade 9 students of the Cape Coral Academy in Stellenbosch. Furet's Requiem, Opus 48, probably needs no introduction. Performed in its full orchestral version at Furet's own funeral in 1924, Furet wrote of the work, "Everything I managed to entertain by way of religious illusion, I put into my Requiem, which moreover is dominated from beginning to end by a very human feeling of faith in eternal rest. There are 7 movements, and we listen to a recording by Catherine Bott and Gilles Cashmere, the Monteverdi Choir, the Salisbury Cathedral Boys Choir, and the Orchestra Révolutionnaire et Romantique, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner."
Thank you. Thank you.
Fauré's Requiem in D minor, opus 48, performed by Catherine Pott and Gilles Cachamal, the Monteverdi Choir, the Salisbury Cathedral Boys Choir, and the Orchestre Révolutionnaire et Romantique, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Fauré excelled not only as a songwriter of great refinement and sensitivity, but also as a composer in every branch of chamber music. Furthermore, he enriched the literature of piano with a number of highly original works.
composed over a period of approximately 10 years. His four Weyl's Capris provide an insight into the development of a composer whose use of harmony becomes increasingly original and sophisticated. Let's listen to Fauré's Weyl's Capris, number 4 in A flat major, opus 62, played by Jean-Philippe Collard.
Thank you. The Valse Caprice No. 4 in A-flat major, Opus 62 by Gabriel Fauré, played by Jean-Philippe Collard. At the turn of the century, Fauré met 24-year-old Margaret Hasselmans, a highly intelligent and gifted pianist who remained his mistress and constant companion to the end of his days. Behind the public success lay the private tragedy of Fauré's increasing deafness and the onset of disturbing oral hallucinations. Fauré died in 1924 from pneumonia. We conclude tonight's program with Fauré's Ballade for Piano and Orchestra in F-sharp major, Opus 19. It is played by Philippe Cassard and the National Orchestra of Lorraine, conducted by Jacques Mercier. Thank you. You have been listening to the Ballade in F-sharp major, Opus 19 by Gabriel Fauré. The soloist was Philippe Cassat, and he was accompanied by the National Orchestra of Lorraine, conducted by Jacques Mercier. Composer of the Week on Fine Music Radio was presented by the Grade 9 students of the Cape Coral Academy in Stellenbosch. We would like to thank Fine Music Radio for the opportunity to present tonight's program. We would also like to thank Mawande Lobi for his technical assistance. Good night. FMR.